The House version closely follows the governor's plan, replacing the gasoline tax with a higher sales tax. Opponents included Fairfax County Democrat Vivian Watts.
It does not make sense on a public policy basis. It does not make sense on an economic basis to move away from a user fee.
A mixture of Republicans and Democrats joined her in voting no, but even more approved the bill, even if they hardly sounded thrilled with the entire package, like Roanoke Democrat Ansley Ware.
I don't like the bill. I get a train out of it.
But Ware said when you add it all up, this is a time to act and vote yes.
I intend on voting on this bill because, in my opinion, it's the right thing to do for all Virginians.
Also voting yes in the House, Greg Habib and Chris Head. Evan Jones, WFIR News.